the best version of yourself. Be the best version of yourself. Have you heard that saying before? I'm sure. It's real popular in Catholic circles. I think it's that guy from Dynamic Catholic who came up with it, or I don't know if he came up with it, but he kind of made it real popular a number of years ago in a book that he wrote. I forgot his name. I'm getting old. He's an Australian. Anyway, but it's a great little saying, the best version of yourself. And rightly so, because it expresses a fundamental truth about our condition. As disciples of the Lord, as sons and daughters of God, which is, we can always be more. The only thing that defines and limits us is the God and Creator who breathed life into us. And that's why I really like it. With God's help and the sacraments, we can always strive and become more of who we were made to be. More generous, more joyful, more trusting, more of a caring mother, wife, or husband. God is always in front of us calling forth an even more beautiful version of who you are. In other words, there's no periods with God, only commas. And I think we have a tendency to think that, you know, when tragedy or sickness or sin or the mistakes we make in life, that they define us and that we're stuck now because of our choices and our actions. But friends, our song today on Concert Friday, offered by a listener, reminds us that no version of you is the last version. The possibility of a new creation, a new heart filled with hope, is always possible. God made us to be with Him, wrapped in blessing and the promise of all things new. God is always there leading and guiding us through the most difficult of times. And with His Spirit living inside you, you're a new creation.
I thought I knew what I was talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire, there was no doubt. Bible believing, saved and washed in the blood. But it was until I stumbled and made my mistakes that I could know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of a tragedy.
Yeah.
such a great song. I love it. I love any song that taps my foot. So I thank the listener out there of A God Minute who sent it to us. And friends, our next song is one many of you are probably familiar with. It's an oldie. But this time, imagine it being sung to you by Jesus, who says, "Follow me."
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done to be so in love with you, so alone. Follow me where I go, what I do, who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. It's long been on my mind, you know it's been a long, long time. I've tried to find a way that I can make you understand. The way I feel about you, just how much I need you, to be there where I can talk to you, when there's no one else around. Follow me where I go, what I do, who I know. Make it part of you, to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. You see, I'd like to share my life with you and show you things I've seen, places that I'm going to, places where I've been. Have you there beside me, never be alone. All the time you're with me, we will be at home. Follow me where I go, what I do, who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way. Take my hand and I will follow through.
Mm-hmm. And who doesn't like John Denver? Take me home, country road. Anyway, friends, thank you for praying with us today. Have a beautiful one. God love you as you move into the weekend with his blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow, friends, for Marian Saturdays. God bless you.